Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. That was the sound for much of the day in downtown Toronto last week, a city of 3.5 million people where up to 2 million took to the streets for one of the largest public gatherings in the city's history. The occasion? The victory parade for the city's professional basketball franchise, the Toronto Raptors, who have just become the first non-American team to clinch basketball's highest prize, the NBA trophy. But sporting achievements aside, the ascent of Toronto's basketball heroes has revealed much about the city. Their support has come from all corners of the population, reflecting in many ways one of the most diverse urban centres back on itself. On this week's Tall Stories, the journalist and producer Glyn Bowerman ponders on what basketball's golden moment says about Toronto and its sense of self as a city.
Toronto actually has a pretty good basketball team. Every time I heard it, I would grit my teeth. It wasn't just American sports commentators who couldn't be bothered to pay attention to the one NBA franchise above their border, although they were legion. It was locals, Torontonian sports fans. Earlier this year, I would often walk into a sports bar and ask the server to please turn the Raptors on. Because of the multiple TVs in the house, most were turned on to hockey, the rest to American football, maybe a poker game in the corner. By now, no one anywhere would question whether the Raptors are good or not. That's clear. But it didn't happen overnight. It wasn't just the addition of superstar Kawhi Leonard. We had a good team last year, number one in the Eastern Conference. We've been on a trajectory for the last 5 years. Part of the reluctance to wake up to the Raps, I think, is this is forever the home of the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I love the Leafs. I grew up in a small town watching hockey. But hockey is a white-dominated sport which struggles to this day with diversity and inclusion. And despite the city's diversity our strength motto, the Leafs were our team to the exclusion of everything else. But the Raptors, perhaps more than any other Canadian franchise, has always made inclusion their mission. Charities for at-risk youth, Canadian basketball development, money for community courts, notably in neighborhoods outside predominantly white, affluent downtown enclaves. In this way, the Raptors developed a die-hard fan base that welcomed everyone. It's no surprise that their famous superfan, Nav Bhatia, is an Indo-Canadian Sikh man. Really, it's perfect.
Look at this NBA championship.
Turban ribbon.
Where did you get that turban ribbon?
Somebody made it for me, a couple of them, and said when you win it, you got to put that on.
So once the Raptors became too good for everyone to ignore, as the We the North rebranding took off, as Maple Leaf Square was redubbed Jurassic Park, a public viewing party which is now approaching critical mass, Toronto, Canada, everybody was ready to embrace the team. The mayor is dancing around in a shiny blazer. Murals of the team are popping up overnight. In some restaurants, Kawhi's money is simply no good. He eats for free. The city is issuing press releases reminding people to plan ahead if they're traveling on game night. Drake is trolling pretty much everyone.
Look around at the square. I promise you right now, we did this. Doesn't matter what anybody says, they can say it's disrespectful.
And that bar that just months ago wouldn't play the games? Good luck getting a seat there. Every bar in the city, in the surrounding cities, in Montreal is packed. So are half the living rooms in the nation. Public parks are staging free screening parties. For all our many failings, systemic racism, cruel austerity, or general apathy, it's a moment we all seem truly united in. And I want to feel that way forever. Whatever the outcome on the court, I hope we never lose this feeling. This is the Toronto we tell the rest of the world we are. So let's be that.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Glyn Bowerman for today's episode. Now remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, And thank you for listening, City Lovers.